Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Question one. The person with the least amount of likes on their end of festival thank you post has to quit comedy.
Lara!
Yes, Lara.
I'm going to say it was Guy.
No, it was Mike Goldstein.
Yes.
I knew it. Yeah. It's a meme.
Is it meme? I'm sick of these posts. Who are they for, right? No one gives a shit. Just fucking do your little riddles and fucking...
it's to get me through my tears.
Oh, did you do one?
Not what a thank you to everyone post.
Yeah.
I did a story. Does that count?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because no, it disappears in 24 hours.
Yeah.
Did you tag your tech in it?
Nah.
Okay. You selfish piece of shit. Yeah.
I'm going to get them a Mars bar or something.
Do you know their name?
There's two of them.
No.
And I think I call them Guy. I call them both Guy.
Question two. You can do anything and say it's a TikTok trend.
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Lara.
You are correct. Yes, it was Lara. Yes. Another point there for Mike.
Shut up. That's a bad tweet.
Well, here's it. I had to go pretty far back because you don't really tweet much. No one does.
I tweeted, you know what I tweeted once and I deleted it because it was so bad that I tweeted that. I shouldn't say this in a room full of people because I deleted it because it was bad that I tweeted this. But I went to go see the last Woody Allen movie, which I shouldn't have because he's canceled, whatever. And then I tweeted, not that bad to marry your daughter. And then I was like, why'd I tweet that? Because people wrote me like, he didn't just marry his daughter, which is bad. Like, that's a bad thing to say.
Yeah.
You didn't just marry your... It's like, if there's a second thing post-marrying your daughter...
There's that's the TikTok trend you could start. Everyone marry your daughter, right? Amazing.
Because I did feel bad because I had to go a fair way back and I realized some of these you're in high school and I'm like, I can't look at this.
Oh. I am in high school. For most of them, I will say.
Well, that's okay on Twitter though. If you're on Instagram, you get back to those high school days, you're in trouble, bro, right? Oh, a beach holiday with your family. Okay, fuck off. I'm a pervert, I guess.
Question three. When airport customs asks you, why are you visiting Australia, make sure you tick holiday/other and not revenge.
Alex?
Yes, Alex.
Guy.
You are correct. Yes, it was Guy, yes.
Fuck Australia.
I'm loving it. So many New Zealanders are coming over here just going, fuck Australia, and then we give you a TV show and you move here and you're, oh, thank you, Australia. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, you guys stole all this fucking shit anyway. Whoa, too political. Go celebrate Australia Day, you racist fucks.
And by shit, are you talking about Russell Crowe, Crowded House, File Up? Is that what we stole?
No, the land. I meant the land.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was talking about the genocide.
Yeah.
I don't think New Zealand's any better, by the way.
Yeah. Guy's the only one not doing a thank you post. You'll be doing an apology post.
Yeah. Yeah.
Question four. Vampires have no reflection. So while one was sleeping, you could draw a big penis on their forehead and they'd have no idea for hundreds of years. Dumbasses.
Alex?
Yes, Alex?
Is that Lara?
No, that's Mike Goldstein.
Man, these tweets crush, right?
That's a good tweet.
I should do that in the show tonight.
I was like, that had to be written by a teenage girl.
Twilight?
Yeah.
Reading Twilight, thinking about vampires.
That horny Twilight stuff.
Yeah. All right, question five. A table of white women at a BYO Chinese restaurant are louder than anything else in the world.
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Alex.
You are correct. Yeah. Yes, it was.
Yeah. I was probably talking about my friends.
Well, I thought that would be a brave thing for either Mike or Guy to tweet.
I don't know. I reckon Guy would tweet something.
Yeah. Actually, I reckon Mike would as well, to be honest.
It's fine.
All right, question six. This Mother's Day, I'm getting my mum a cute photo of me and her looking kind of okay for Instagram. What a generous gift for me.
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Lara.
No, that's Guy.
Right. Well, did you do Lara it? It's hilarious. Yeah. Like, it's all Lara.
It's so fucked, though, when people are like, happy fucking Mother's Day, mum, and it's just the most hideous photo of your mum ever. She's like, and you're just doing it for clout, right? Like,
yeah.
Straight away.
I think it's weird when they put the really hot photo there.
Yeah.
I think it's real cool.
What about when Woody Allen puts a hot photo of his daughter up?
That I'm fine with. Yeah, that I have
that
no
makes
problem
sense,
with
though. Yeah.
I mean, they're still together. Like,
oh,
here we go.
No.
Oh, the real shit comes out.
Cancel him live on the podcast. Get him off the show.
He didn't marry her for her looks. Yeah.
Please welcome your fifth guest, Bill Cosby, everyone.
As if I could get him. Okay.
Because he's in jail.
Yeah.
Just for the record, Bill Cosby's not in jail.
He's no, in jail?
It's fucked up.
He's
yeah
touring.
The statute of limitations in Philadelphia is very low because the Catholic Church has kept it low to hide their priests. That's not a joke. That's just it's fucked. I'm sorry. I'm not really a comedian. I just bring the darkness to the show.
This is a Bill Cosby story I heard. Okay, it's a good one. Don't worry.
Is it going to put us to sleep? Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, take it.
When he would do shows, he would get delivered to the theatre a tray of cookies, and he would leave the cookies outside his dressing room door, and then go on stage. And if when he came back, any of the cookies were stolen, he would get that person fired from the venue. Piece of shit, eh?
And you think this is the worst thing he's done?
I thought that story was gonna go someplace else.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'll get a director for next year's festival.
No, the cookie situation.
No. Yeah. Question seven. Notice a lot of new parents covering their babies' faces on Instagram with emoticons. It's so sad we live in a world where people have to hide their children's faces because they're just so damn ugly.
Lara.
Yes, Lara.
Alex.
You are correct, yeah.
Hey.
Those ugly little babies. I don't know what I was on about.
All right, we'll move on. Question eight. I wish there was a way to get drunk without drinking or feeling shitty the next day.
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Lara?
Yes, you are correct. No, I'm putting there for Mike. Yeah.
I was 7 years old when I tweeted that. I had my first drink and it was bad. And I felt bad the next day because I was 7.
Do you drink?
Yeah.
I know you too. You
I drink, yeah.
You don't drink either.
No, I'm what's the word for it? I'm a pussy.
What, just don't like the taste or don't like the feeling?
Fuck. This is a therapy session. Strap in. I think I'm genuinely afraid of losing control. Fucking hell, I'm not bringing the comedy today. Also, alcohol problems run in my family. We'll do another podcast about that. Well,
me and you can talk about the same thing.
Not that anyone needs it, but I don't feel like you need it. Like, you're...
I'm already
like
your
volume,
so fucked.
Yeah, you're like me after 3 espresso martinis, volume-wise.
And people always go, oh, man, I couldn't do what you do. You must be so drunk. And I have to be like, oh, yeah, man, I was wasted. I drank my own urine on commercial radio, totally sober.
Well, there goes that question at the end of the show.
Fuck!
Hey, someone else might have done it as
That's
well.
That's true, yeah. Next question. Bus replacing train is the saddest sentence in the world.
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Alex.
You are correct,
yes.
Mike. Yeah. It really is.
It really is. I mean, there have been a lot of them out there at the moment, and it's dark. Like, I think the festival, you get tired at the end of the festival, but most of my depression is from getting that bus.
Living in Melbourne, if you're on a bus, it's like, oh, this is a bad day. It's never good.
Not many cities understand it.
No.
Other cities. You wouldn't get depressed on a bus. Well, you live in the Netherlands?
I live in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
Around.
Your bike, yeah, well, that's living the life, isn't it? High, 7 years old on your bike.
It's really good.
What is so bad about the Melbourne bus?
Team time!
Here we fucking go!
It's, look, it's hard to explain because I grew up in Brisbane, didn't have a problem with the bus. And then I come here and all of a sudden I'm like sickened by the sight of them.
Oh, I'm from Brisbane, didn't have a problem with the bus. Big problem with daylight savings though.
Huge. Yeah, yeah. Whoa. Yeah, no, I want it there. I'm not anti it. It's... No.
No, let's go more about daylight savings.
It's okay. When you get halfway up Queensland, they don't want the daylight savings. The bottom half, they're cool with it.
I just love that, like, that's their stand, eh? They're like, no, the rest of the world's fine, but daylight savings, that's where we fucking draw the line.
To be fair, the sun comes up at 4:30 in the morning there, so you'd have to be up for 18 hours if they got daylight savings. That's why.
Question 10. As a comedian, I love it when a random audience member gets on stage before a gig starts and pretends to tell a joke and all their friends laugh. Like, ha, imagine if Darren dedicated his life to such a dumb profession.
Alex?
Yes, Alex.
Is that Mike Goldstein?
Yeah, that is Mike Goldstein, yeah.
Yep. Love seeing that happen.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. I don't know. Like, just the indignity of doing stand-up, right? Like, I did a solo show last night. A lady in the front row, about where you are, was looking at her phone the whole show. And I go, what's going on? Like, is it important? She goes, oh, the netball group chat is going off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.